Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Happy Labor Day. And I have my good friend Carol Ann with me tonight. And we're going to be rocking and rolling. I'm going to bring her on. Hi, Carol Ann.
Hey there. Hey, how
Thanks
you doing?
Thanks for being on again.
Oh, my pleasure. I always have fun with you, Kelly Jo.
Oh, we had so much fun on your show the other time. That was fun. So
great.
Well, do you have anything coming up?
Don't I have anything coming up? No, I am on In the Psychic Flow Thursday evening, 8 p.m., YouTube and Rumble. And that's a Goldilocks Productions network. And you can go to YouTube and see my upcoming reminder for the show. My website is carolanncarey.com, and last week's show will be right on the first page. So if you'd like to see that. So that's about all I have. You know, I have events for them coming up. Like sometimes we do spirit circles a couple of Saturday nights. A month we do that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's always good. And on Tuesdays now, we've moved it from 8 to 4, a couple of Tuesdays, we have a spiritual view for our Patreon members where we just kick it around, you know. And that's about it. I don't have anything huge coming up, so except for this, for tonight. So very excited about being here.
And I, on the 20th, I have Emilani going to be on my show. And then the 27th, I'm going to have Joanne Leo, a numerologist mm-hmm. and great reader, on the 27th. So I'm looking forward to all those. Well, I guess we'll get
great.
Rolling here. And 205.
Okay.
Hi, 205. What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
Thank you both for taking my call. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. My question is, two different men, D and W. Do you see either one being a divine partner? I've known both for either close to 10 years or a little over.
You want to go first, Carolyn?
I like the W name. I wasn't sure. Is the first one a D as in dog or B as in boy?
D as in dog.
Oh, D as in dog. Okay, that's what I thought. I like the W. I don't know why, but I'm kind of drawn to that. But, you know, I kind of get with you, you know, sort of, it's like an old sweater that you pull out of the closet. And it's like, well, you know, it's kind of chilly, but not that chilly. Maybe I'll put on this old sweater. I won't wear my new sweater. I'll wear the older sweater because it's worn in and it's comfortable. So if that's what you're going for, that's what you're going to get. As far as divine, I don't know. Are any men divine? I don't know. Somebody tell me. I don't know. But I'm going that way. Let's see what Kelly Jo has to say. She's a really good, she zeroes right in on these guys. So let's see what she has to say.
Yes,
well,
she does.
I do feel like that the other man's more of a friend. You know, the W and he.
Mm-hmm.
And you get each other. You really get each other, you know, because they're showing what show it had You get me. You really get me. I don't know what movie that was. So that's what I'm getting with the W.
Okay. So we both like the W, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I seem to lean toward the D because of more of a familiar routine type of feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel okay. Like, I'll be honest with you, Patricia.
Please.
Both of them feel like a little bit of a warm sweater to me, as I explained. Like a little comfortable. If you're looking for excitement, I don't think you're going to get it out of either one of these boys. But as far as being familiar and being comfortable, it certainly is your choice. I'm leaning towards the W. I don't know why. But that's just
okay. Me.
And I'm
so
hearing the old saying,
and I'm...
better the dog you
Go
know
ahead,
than
Kelly.
The dog you don't know.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. Yes.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Okay.
Many blessings to you.
You're
I
welcome.
Love you both.
Thank you.
And please stay safe. You're so welcome. Thank
we
you.
We will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't see any cartwheels there.
No.
But,
it's just the same and just, you know, it's just, you know, it's that
yep.
routine. That's all. That's all I'm getting. Same stuff,
yeah.
different
yeah.
day. 6:30. Hey, 6:30.
Hi.
What's your name? Where you're from? What's your question?
Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Illinois. And I'm single, so I guess I'll ask about love. I mean, do you see anything?
Well, you are going to date later on in the year, this year. It looks like winter time. I see a lot of outside things. I see a guy with auburn hair, has a goatee and a mustache, like brown eyes, and I see you guys doing a lot of outside things. Lots of hot cocoa and lots of hot tea.
Okay.
And I see you
Can
meet
I ask?
Him. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
You're meeting him through a friend of a friend, a male platonic friend. I'll set you up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can you say your name for me again, please?
My name is Dion.
Dion. Okay. Dion, like the singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually named after her.
Oh, fabulous. Let me ask you a personal question. May I?
Yes.
I feel if I'm looking at you, watching you walk away from me, so I have your back profile, okay, your backside. And I'm looking at a very well-rounded, not like really huge, but a nice rounded derriere. Would that be you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because the guy that falls for you falls for that. He sees that and he's like, he's done, okay? He is running to get up to you. He doesn't even care what your face looks like because you're so gorgeous from the back. And when he sees you from the front, he's going to lose his mind. So what he looks like, I'm kind of getting a little bit different guy, but maybe there's more than one guy. And I get kind of, I do get like maybe a mustache maybe. I get somebody's a little darker skin. Kelly Jo got somebody auburn, a redhead. But there may be more than one gentleman. So I feel a darker haired gentleman, a little bit darker skin. But, I mean, you got it going on. So don't forget the slingbacks or the high heels because you're probably going to take his breath away.
Nice.
And I get kind of like, I get like September, which is now, so it'll be between September and April. So keep
okay.
boogieing along, honey, because And you have a nice walk. Don't forget to do your little sway, okay? Because, and I do feel like an office kind of, an office or a building where there's people and you're walking across, sashaying across, and
yep.
And he just loses his mind, okay? So there you go. I hope that helps.
You need a pencil skirt with a slit in the back, lady.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll put that on order.
Okay.
There you go. So you're going to be going to have your choice. You remember, it's always lady's choice. There you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
Well, I love it. I'll choose the one that will make me an offer I can't refuse.
There you go.
Totally.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a good one. I like that. 401.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
I'm calling from Rhode Island. My name is Carrie, and I somewhat forgot my question because I really connected with your last call as well. So you described the person I met. He described the person I met in May, and his birthday is today, actually. I just spent the day with him and got home and saw your show on, so it was open to some messages because it's been an interesting, you know, it's just been an unexpected but nice coupling, and, you know, I figured what better day to do this than today, so here I am.
Well, he's,
okay.
Go ahead, Carolyn, you're first.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm seeing a ring of some sort in the future. I can't guarantee it's this gentleman, but I am seeing a ring, and it's not gaudy. It's lovely, and I feel like a platinum band with stones in it or something. But I feel something very significant, you know, emotional, romantic about it. I feel this guy is romantic. And he's making fun of your toes. Like, I feel you just got a pedicure or something. He's making fun of your toes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but, I feel like I can cook. One of us is cooking a little bit, and I feel like it's like a pasta thing, something about a spaghetti, carbona or something, I feel. It's some kind of Italian dish. But I feel like you share a lot of dreams, and you have a few things in common, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe music or travel or something. I see something with some beautiful botanical leaves here that remind me of Florida, the Caribbean, something like that. Some island, Bahamas, something, okay? So I see you, sharing an intimacy that is really lovely for both of you. So good luck with that. And I think there's a future there. So I'll turn it over to Kelly Jo.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
I agree. And I also see you guys doing a snorkeling trip.
Okay.
I see dive gear and I see a snorkeling trip.
We actually connect. I used to be a flight attendant a while ago, but I also traveled to Hawaii, and his parents, you know, honeymooned in Hawaii. So did mine. And my father's in spirit. But it's something we've talked about recently, not going, but just sharing experiences, so that makes sense, 100%.
But I see you guys really doing that, and that's really neat. He's kind, generous, sweet, and you guys are like, you just talk and discuss. You talk from everything from soup to nuts, and you're different, but you have a lot of similarities, and you just enjoy each other. So I see it evolving and becoming something really wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Great.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck to you.
Thank you. Good night.
That was cool. I like that. I like love.
Yeah, that's nice.
216.
It must be nice.
Yeah, really. Hi, 216. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hey, how you doing? This is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
What's your question, Desmond?
Do you see me and R coming closer? Cause, she just, I mean, she, every time we get close, she'll pull back. Cause, I mean, I know she's been hurt, so she don't want to get hurt again.
Oh, yeah, and she's sort of like, you know, she keeps giving you a second chance, but yet she's sort of kind of over it.
Mm-hmm.
She's really mad at you.
No,
guys,
no, she got just got a relationship. She's got a relationship. She's been hurt from the last relationship, not me. We just...
But what's she mad at you about? What'd you disagree about?
Nothing. We're real close, like best friends, but we both attracted to each other. But I know she's been hurt from her last relationship, so probably her past in general. So every time we get, like, a real connection, like starting to vibe with each other, she'll pull back because I guess she don't
right.
want to get hurt. So I don't.
Right. And I see her crossing her arms, crossing her whole body off. She's like, "Whoa, I don't trust you."
Mhm. I get tease. I get you being a tease. Is her name Rita?
No, Robin.
Oh, Robin. Okay. Ducey is an L name, and a lovely gal with sort of like the girl that I talked to initially, nice rounded derriere, very attractive gal, and a lot of leg. I get a lot of leg. Shows off those legs, either shorts or dresses, a lot of kind of dresses like that. And somebody that's unique, fresh, and new. This one kind of feels like, and I'm sorry to say this, because I'm sure she's a lovely gal, but she's got some head problems going on. She kind of feels like a retread. And I think she's a new Michelin. You know what I mean?
You said a retread?
Retread, a tire, like a retread tire.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she put her treads back on. Putting herself back out there, but she's, you know, she's got the armor on, but I don't think she's really ready. And I think you deserve a Michelin tire. So, does that make sense to you?
And
that's my two cents.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm seeing a lady with a, she's rounded, and she wears all kinds of different wigs, but she loves to wear the braids, and they're like multicolored. You know how you have different, and this girl, she's just gorgeous. So, you know, and she is leggy, just like Carol Ann said. And I see you meeting her, and you're going to be done for.
Yep, and I think she wears magnetic eyelashes.
Magnetic?
You'll know, 'cause it's, yeah, instead of false eyelashes, well, they're false eyelashes, but they're magnetic. They're high quality.
Yeah, I see that, and they're real long.
Yep, and you're just going to drool. You're going to drool. It's ridiculous.
I'm waiting to see this.
Okay, honey.
There you go.
And I would say, like, before the end of the year.
Be open to new.
Yeah, be open to new.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Pardon me.
Okay, let's see, 6:10.
Hello, ladies. You guys are the dynamic duo tonight.
We're having fun.
Yep.
I could tell.
What's your question? Where are you from?
My name is Sonia. I'm calling from PA, Pennsylvania, sorry. And my question is regarding career. My company recently was bought out by another company, and us, the three other sub-companies, form a huge company that's a total of $250 million. So with that said, a lot of the higher-ups in my companies were let go, but they did it in a good way to give them something in 3 to 6 months to, you know, find another job and whatnot, give them a compensation package. But my team...
Yeah, you're going to find you're going to get a really good job, a better job, being like a admin for a big company. It's like a national company, And
no,
you'll have
a... No, that they, I re-signed a contract with them. They kept us. They did not get rid of us at this new company.
Good.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I'm
just
agree.
Telling you what I'm seeing.
Oh, okay.
And you have good benefits. You make better money. And you're going to do well, and there's a good retirement package and matchy-matchy and all that.
So you're saying I'm going to leave this company and go to a different company?
With this company, you're going to make more money.
Oh.
You have a better package.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's
you're
going to
be
admin,
and they're going to match your 401k and do all that.
Right. Well, they haven't increased my salary yet. They made us all sign a new contract, and they stipulated the same salary, so that hasn't changed.
I see something within the same. This is a big corporation, and
yeah,
there's
huge
companies under this corporation, okay? So you could be moving into a different division or a different company, like a different letterhead is what I'm seeing, under the same corporation.
Right.
But it's better
right
for you. So I definitely see that 2022 is stellar year for you. So
okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Wrong one. Whoops, operator error. Hang on a minute. I goofed up. Hang on. 561.
Hi, this is Gail from Florida.
Hi, Gail.
My mom's under hospice care, so my question is, right after she passes, what do you ladies see me doing?
Well, you're going to continue with your business. Go ahead, Carol Ann. I'll let you go first, then I'll.
Okay. I'll tell you what I get. The word I get is freedom for you, hon.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's been a lot of caretaking or you've been under
yeah
the thumb of the family or whatever, but I feel a lot of freedom, a couple of bucks in your pocket maybe. Things a little cleaned up. There's some after effect things that you have to do. I think she'll be grateful to go. She wants to reunite with, like, another female, like a sister or a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she has a husband there. I don't know. But she's particularly interested in these couple of women. And getting back into doing things she did as a kid. And I get something about trains, train track or something like that. I think it was trains. But the word that I get for you, so I don't know if she grew up someplace where the trains were the big deal, but I get like making something out of these plum tomatoes or something about going back into what they used to do as kids, how they grew up as kids. And I also feel for you the word is freedom, and I do feel kind of stepping into your power. And I feel like, you know, as you bury your mom, God bless her, when it's her time, she'll be glad to go. It's also burying the past. It's burying things that tied you to some unpleasant times or some kind of problem within the family. You're burying that as well. And you can walk away saying, okay, let me pick my life back up. And it'll be a new life for you. I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you. I'm her caretaker, so you totally hit that on the head in the beginning. And
okay,
I don't feel like I have my freedom of my life right now.
Right. Well, you wouldn't, yes, but you will.
And
you got a lot of, it's like opening up a brand new box of crayons. You know what I mean? That
yeah
when you were a kid, you open up the box of crayons and the smell and the colors, it's like, woo, I don't know which one to use first. And that's kind of how it's going to be for you.
And
okay,
I'm getting afterwards, too. There's a move for you, so you might not keep the house you're in forever.
Okay.
And
do
you
see
might own...
travel?
You might... I see a move from where you are now, But you'll still be in Florida. But I also see a house in another state, too. So you'll be bilocated.
Oh. Am I single?
Not for long.
Not right. Because I see somebody coming in, Blondie.
Huh.
And he wears hard.
I'm getting Beach Boys music.
Go ahead,
like
sorry.
Music?
Boys music.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I.
Gonna have fun
like,
till Daddy takes T-Bird away.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah. So I'm gonna let it rip, girl.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I like that. That was cool.
Cool.
All right. 860. Okay. Hi, 860. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, thank you so much, Lisa from Connecticut. And I'm wondering, not sure how to phrase this. Well, can you just tell me what my angels and guide must want me to do in the future or be in the future?
Well, they don't ever tell you what to do, sweetie. But there is schooling for you. It feels businessy. Now, you're good with numbers. Did you know that?
No. I can't work anymore.
You can work for yourself.
I'm not well enough.
Okay. Do you have, why am I getting this moose? A moose head in a cabin. Do you have any connections to, like, someplace in the wild, like Canada or Maine?
No.
Or No, I don't know why I'm getting that. I don't know if there's somebody around you in spirit that has that, but even a volunteer thing, I feel you've been very limited with because of your immune system, you know, and this virus that's going around. So I feel like you've been limited. But I don't think it's going to stay that way. What do you get, Kelly Jo?
Well, I keep getting that she's going to change her life. You do have schooling around you. You are going to learn something and get some kind of certificate. And things are going to change. It's not going to be the way it is. You're trapping yourself. You're only as trapped and limited as you allow yourself to be.
I have primary immune deficiency. I take a $25,000 IV every week just to have one-third of an immune system. I was teaching catechism. I was teaching catechism, but I cannot go near the children, the teenagers now. I did plenty before for volunteers.
Can you do online classes?
They won't let me. I already asked.
Oh. Can you do your own online classes?
I can't just go out and harness children to teach them catechism. The church has to allow it.
No, but there's something else going to come in other than what you're thinking. So there's something that'll come out of the blue, so be open.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think the message is, you know, don't give up and don't think about what you can do, not what you can't do. And, you know, it may be your own blog. It may be your own viral video blog. It may be your own thing because you have a lot of teachings to offer. And a lot of teachers cannot be with these kids right now. So, you know, I think things are good. I agree with Kelly Jo. Things are going to change. But we limit ourselves. So I wish her a lot of luck. And
yeah,
stay
I wish
safe.
You luck. But see if they can do Zoom classes with you.
I asked. They said no.
Well, talk to a higher-up dude.
They are the higher-ups.
Well, no, I'm serious. Whoever runs who's over the head of the person that is overhead of you. Because I do see you teaching on a Zoom thing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be that way. This winter's going to have to be that way. There's no choice. So.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yep. Not going to be open.
Yep.
You're going to have a lot of sick people if you open. So.
11111. Hello, 11.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi,
hi, ma'am. I called the wrong. I have a question. Sorry for the background noise. Can't help it, but my family, thank you, Kelly Joe. Is Kelly Joe just anything to do with my love life? It's going pretty slow. Yeah, do like someone. And what do you see from that? Like you still see like us like having some formal communication down the road? Only person I'm thinking is that gentleman there.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
What's your name again, hon?
Veronica.
Oh, Veronica, okay. You keep missing it. I feel like there's a bus going by, and you keep missing it. So I feel like there's somebody around, but you keep missing it. And do you live, like, in an urban area? Do you live where there's sidewalks, or do you work in an area where there's sidewalks and, like,
yes,
a little downtown
yes.
area? Okay. You're missing
yes.
the bus. There's somebody there. You're missing it. And why I get a bus, maybe there's a bus stop and there's a store, a little shop by the bus stop. Look around, but you are missing it. And the word for tonight is sachet. This is what I'm telling everybody tonight. I don't know why I'm getting this, but for some reason, Heinies must be back in style, rear end. And gentlemen are loving that Marilyn Monroe kind of look or the
yep.
Kim Kardashian or whatever. And I just see you knocking it right out of the park. So, sachet that little buddy of yours around because there's a gentleman that you're going to run into. And you keep missing the bus because you've got
and
your
head down.
And go to
the local coffee shop. Get dressed up. Put on lipstick. V-neck is a girl's best friend. Somebody opens
yeah.
the door on the correct side so they don't get whopped. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God, baby! Oh, but real quickly, I like someone that I have a crush on.
Okay.
Do I just continue
yep.
like go see him like you said like random row?
Yes.
Oh, okay, got it. This is fun. I enjoyed it.
Just act like I always look like this. I always look this great. You know, work it, honey.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, got it.
I got your message. I got a character. Like the character.
Right.
The
there you go.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. 904. Tonight's all about love. Hello, 904.
Hi, ladies. Good evening.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Funny.
What's your question?
This is Stacy from Florida. My question is, can I get a general what's coming up for me within the next 2 months, please?
You want to go first, Kaylin? I heard you humming over there.
Okay. I'm getting spaghetti, but I think it means spaghetti straps. Do you have a dress with spaghetti straps?
I'm wearing one right now.
Okay, that's like your best friend.
I got the
friend.
Straps down.
Okay, well, that's even better. Okay, so that's one of your assets that you want to show off. So I don't know if you are in love. I feel like you've bounced around a little bit. And I'm getting that song, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. So I think you're going to fool around and fall in love. And I feel kind of tall. Dark, and maybe even handsome. You know, I kind of get that
mm-hmm.
vibe. And I'm loving it.
Yeah,
and I like
worthy.
His loafers. He's got these Italian loafers on. So check their
oh.
feet out. Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a pencil. I don't know why he has a pencil. And
he's a
professional guy. crazy. He's doing things in with a pencil. I don't know if he's an architect or what he's doing. But I feel like he's taking, he's writing down measurements or something. And we want him to write down your phone number. So that's, you just, you know, sashay by in your spaghetti strap with one side down, and you got it made.
Okay.
What do you think, Kelly Jo?
And you're going to meet him really soon, like before the end of the year. So be prepared.
Oh, because I can't look right now. I'm busy doing other things.
Well, you're
never
just
say you can't look right now.
So you better bounce.
I mean, the funny thing is that I asked about love, no love. And when you're not looking, that's when everyone's coming.
Hey.
That's right. So make sure you got your lipstick on.
Yep. There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, 330.
It'll be the one time you look a total wreck, you'll run into the best-looking guy you've ever met.
Oh, totally. 330. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you
Thank
from?
You.
What's your question?
My name's Cam. I'm from Ohio, and like everyone else, I'm looking for love.
You're going to meet corn-fed country boy. He's going to
okay.
be like 6 foot five. He is in the military, but he's not all messed up. It looks like you're going to just be out and about in your little town and bump into him literally.
Okay.
It's like Luke, and you're going to meet him. And he has beautiful, beautiful blue eyes, blonde hair, 6 foot five.
Mm.
And he's kind, considerate, sweet. He's old-fashioned. And you literally bump into him. You're not watching what you're doing. And he's just smiling at you because you're not watching what you're doing, and he's just grinning from ear to ear at you.
Okay. Sounds
so
good.
I like,
you know,
it
happening on a
fluke. I can see his back, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't wearing a cowboy hat. And he looks very good in a pair of jeans from the rear view.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that. And, I feel like he has a little dog drool on him, so he might have like a Labrador or something. But, and I see you going out, I see you at dinner with chopsticks, so you might be going out for Chinese. So he is, you know, he's not just, cornbread and.
Right, he's
and,
educated.
Yeah, he's a little worldly. You know, he likes trying different things. So, and I hear something with bells. So there may be bells or a wind chime outside the shop or outside someplace. But I see them, and when you hear that, that grabs your attention.
That's
so
your
I don't know,
cue.
Like if you walk. Yes, that's your cue. I don't know if you walk face first into it or he does, or you know, it's good for a laugh.
He really
so
does.
Just,
she walks face first into something.
Okay. Okay.
And he's smiling at her because it's funny.
Yeah. And, you know, no matter how sophisticated we try to look, if you're anything like me, if there's a bad moment to do something dumb, that's when it'll happen.
There you go. Bada boom.
No.
But
it's
just be open,
so.
And it looks like maybe it can even happen before Christmas.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to be living in a city or on a farm?
What?
Are you going to be living on a farm?
No.
Okay.
It's just a saying.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
no.
you.
You're welcome.
All right. 302.
They hear country boy, they go kind of crazy.
I know.
Hi.
Hi. What's your
My
name?
Name's My name's Jackie, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Oh, hi, Delaware. And what's your question?
I'm wondering about my career.
You're up for a promotion. If you don't get the promotion, you'll go to another job. So apply for the promotion within work now. Or another thing that can happen is the headhunter can call you.
Okay.
And you'll make six figures.
I will.
Yep.
I'm barely making five now, and I have a master's degree.
Well, honey, your next job's going to be better. You're very capable,
well,
and it's like you'll be like a person. It'll be out of it's, and then it's not where you're working now. But it looks like the hub office is look like out of Houston, Texas. It's a main. It's a huge organization, and it has like three names. And you'll be like the person that fixes stuff. You're the fixer. They send you out.
Mm-hmm. I have a master's degree in counseling.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you had any medical, if there was a medical aspect to your work.
Mental health.
Okay, good. And I agree with Kelly Jo. I feel like where you are right now, it's like they're shoveling crap on you, you know, like stuff that they can't deal with, so they shovel it on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But I feel like I'm being singled out by the supervisor. And I don't know why. Like, what's the deal?
Oh, he's an asshole.
She's too smart. He's an ass, and he wants to keep you busy so you can't shine. But you will shine. And
because you
again,
are
going to
get another job, and it's for a big, big organization.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
And,
do you see anything in your love life?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to sachet and wear those slingbacks.
Right.
If it's a job interview or if it's a dinner, don't forget those two things.
Okay.
And the lipstick, all right? And I feel like I want to say fuchsia. Did you just get like a real hot pink or a fuchsia or a magenta or something?
E-neck magenta.
I wear a lot of fuchsia.
Okay, good. Because
right,
that looks the best on you.
Get yourself a dress just above the knees t-shirt material and sort of shows off all the nice little curvies.
Well, good.
Yeah, no, you'll be going out to dinner. I see.
Yep.
I see champagne flute, so you'll be going out to dinner.
Yep.
Awesome. Is there a timeline on either the job or the love life?
Job is before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a headhunter.
And I get the month of February, so before the month of February.
Yeah.
Or during the month of February, which is Valentine's Day month. So
there you go.
Right. A good time to wear red or fuchsia.
Fuchsia. Gotta wear fuchsia, not red. Fuchsia.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, we got 90 seconds.
Yeah. When everyone's wearing red for Valentine's Day, if she wears fuchsia, she'll pop like a diamond.
I think we got time for one more. And 919. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Georgia. And my question is regarding my upcoming move this weekend.
It's
going to
go well.
The weekend is coming up. Okay. So I will have all the finances needed for the move.
Yes.
Excellent. I love the house, and I'm ready for it. I was just hoping it would be ready. Okay.
It will, and do your happy dance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm already doing that, but okay, I'll continue.
Be careful with one fragile box of dishes. Tell them to be careful.
Yeah, I
know which one it is.
In a hurry.
Double tape.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, double, throw some bubble wrap in there. And also when you get there, something about turning on, I can see the gauges in the basement, like or the side of the house, like the electric or something, or the hot, make sure that's turned on. So make sure you go through everything that you know to have the utilities turned on. Otherwise,
No
water and no electric, okay?
Yes, and that's the question I was asking about with the money, with the finance, just making sure I have all that together. Gotcha.
You're fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent.
I don't know if we'll have time for one more or not. We'll try it. 909, you're the last one of the night. What's your name, what's your number, and what's your question?
Hey, I just wondered if you saw anything going on in the future. I'm moving back to my childhood home, but my family is being controlled by a woman that's a sister-in-law that's elderly, abusing my brother, and is getting ready to, I don't know, I guess, burn my house down and probably attack me. And she's weaponized everyone, and everyone's afraid to call the police. So I think I'm walking into Armageddon, and just wondered if you saw anything
well,
I could do to protect myself or what.
You need to get in there and get possession of the home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had my brother living there. I bought it months ago, and mine finally sold. So I'm on my way this week, but it's been really bad trying to get there. It's taken forever. So
yeah.
I am on my way, and I'll be on a plane, but I think that's just the beginning of the second part of the war.
A lot of shuttling.
But there's a will, so it can be fixed.
Yeah.
A will? You mean when there's a will, there's a way? Or do you
no,
mean an actual
there was
will? What?
There was a will, W-I-L-L.
Yeah, there was a will. That's interesting. And so there isn't one now.
But you can contact the old lawyer and fix it.
Ah, well, it's actually my will, and I just took everybody out of it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and then they're waiting for the 85-year-old patriarch to die. They're all there like sharks in the water circling.
But she has a will.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Well, yeah. Good. Does that mean she's going to pass soon? Or?
But she has a
no.
will. No.
Okay.
You're going
to
have to
go into
trade.
Everyone wants her to go to the other side, and they're going to help her get there. If this, you know,
yeah.
That's how bad it is. So she's asking for it, I guess. Just wondered if you
no,
saw anything.
Going
Are we going to get her to exit, or is she going to leave
no.
everybody alone because there's really no way out of it? And when you're dealing with borderline personality disorder,
well,
killing and suicide and murder
could.
Is very common. Hello?
Well, there's. She's not ready to die anytime soon. Is she in a home?
No, she has her own farm. I'm up the road on mine that I just bought and haven't moved in yet.
Yeah, she'll stay at her place, so that's fine.
No, I think that the only thing I'm asking is that she's going to attempt to attack, and I wondered if you could see an attack or if I was just over-worrying. She's already attacked everyone. 421 texts a day, 600 and 700 phone calls.
Don't worry about it.
Really? Okay.
You got to do what you got to do. Block it, call the police, whatever you
well,
got
to. Well, it's not to me. She's afraid of me. It's to the other family members.
All right. Well, then
don't
worry
about
it. Take,
them deal with
take
it.
Control
okay.
when you get there.
Okay. Well, I've just pointed out that she's clinically ill, so they don't know. They're real naive, so they have no idea what they're dealing with. If somebody doesn't have their hair standing on end and all their teeth out and they're not eating, you know, and are eating a live rabbit, they think that that constitutes mental illness. They have no idea how manipulators manipulate, but they're starting to see it now. Okay.
Well, that's another story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on, Carol Ann, and I'll see you in the future and see everybody in the future, and have a great night, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.